请我们翻开希伯来书第六章。
Let's open up our Bible to chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章，我们要读十一节和十二节。
Hebrews 6 from verse 11 to 12.
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence, so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherited the promises.
今天早晨这一段交通的题目呢，就是从十二节出来的。
So this morning, my theme is from the verse 12.
我们的题目叫做承受神的应许。
Our theme is to inherit the promises.
特别是讲到要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Especially mentioned that we need to be the imitator of those who through the faith and patience inherited the promises.
神特别为了这样的一个意念呢，在旧约当中给我们一幅图画。
For such a thought, and then God especially gave us such an illustration in Old Testament.
我们要读约书亚记第一章。
Let's read Joshua chapter 1.
我们要读第一节到第九节。
From verse 1 to 9.
约书亚记第一章第一节，耶和华的人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的约书亚说：我的仆人西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这尼巴嫩，直到伯拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，并无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Joshua chapter 1 from 1 to 9. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise across this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the son of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you, just as I spoke to Moses.From the wood to this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites, as far as the great sea towards the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you, I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of
主，我们再一次感谢你的恩典，召聚我们到你的面前。
Once again, we thank you for your grace to gather us together before you.
我们都是你的羊，你的羊要能够听见牧人的声音。
We all your sheep, and your sheep can hear your voice.
因此，我们现在实在盼望神借着圣灵能够向我们众人来说话。
We desire that God may speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
因为如果我们的神不向我们说话，就我们就容易偏行己路。
If God does not speak to us, we will go astray.
我们把下面的时间来交在圣灵的手中。
We commit the following time into the hand of the Holy Spirit.
我们无论是说的，或者翻译的，或者听的，都需要神的恩典。
We need your mercy for those who speak, translate, and hear.
我们这样的来仰望我们的恩主。
We look up to our God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
早上我们借着这些来思想一个题目，就是承受应许。
Through all the scriptures, let's meditate on one verse: how we can inherit the promises.
什么叫做承受应许？
What is to inherit the promises?
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天是不是已经承受了应许？
Brothers, sisters, do we already inherit the promise today?
在以弗所书里面，神告诉我们，神要得着神赐给我们一切的属灵的福气。
And then in Ephesians, and God mentioned that God wants us to inherit all the spiritual blessings.
是不是我们今天已经得着了神在基督里面赐给我们一切的属灵的福气呢？
Have we truly gained all the blessings in Christ?
如果我们今天还没有得到那些属灵的福气，那又是为什么呢？
If we haven't been blessed with all the spiritual blessings, and why?
在约书亚记那里告诉我们，神要他的百姓能够承受那个应迦南之地。
And in Joshua, especially mentioned, he wanted his people to possess the possessions.
因此，在那个时候，承受那块迦南地就是一幅图画。
To possess the possession in Canaan, this is the illustration.
让我们今天能够来学习，来认识什么叫做承受产业。
So today we may learn and then know what is to inherit the promises.
我们需要在神的面前来思考这一件事。
We need to meditate on this matter before God.
我们要来思想，今天我们承受了产业，还是没有承受产业。
We need to think whether we have inherited the promises or not.
圣经也有告诉我们一幅图画，就是那个不能承受产业的那个光景。
And Bible also showed us another illustration of.What the condition of for us not be able to inherit the possession?
那幅图画就是以色列人在旷野的那个四十间。
That illustration show us the time for Israel to be in the wilderness for 40 years.
在那四十年当中，他们的经历就是那一般人有了应许，但是还不能承受应许。
So their experience in the wilderness for 40 years showed us, although they inherit the promise, but they cannot experience the possession.
我们思想他们在这旷野四十年当中，他们的情形是如何？
Let's think about their condition while they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后我们来思想和我们今天的生活 有没有相似的地方。
And then we can consider how it related to our daily living.
那四十年当中，他们过了红海，但是还没有过约旦河。
In that 40 years, they passed the Red Sea, but they had not across the Jordan River of Jordan.
过红海表示他们已经得救了。
So passing the Red River means that they have already been saved.
他们已经离开埃及了。
They already left Egypt.
已经从法老的手下拯救出来了。
They were saved from the hand of Pharaoh.
这也是今天的光景。我们已经蒙恩得救，我们已经从这个黑暗的权势里面进入爱子的国里了。
This is also our today's condition. We have been already saved from the power of darkness, and then we have been brought into the kingdom of light.
但是他们还没有过约旦河。
But they had not crossed the Jordan.
这表示他们的生活里面缺少得胜的经历。
This means that in their life they lacked the overcoming experience.
这和我们今天的生活有没有相似的地方？
Is this similar condition to our life?
一方面我们已经蒙恩得救了。
On one hand, yes, we have been already saved.
在另外一方面，我们的生活经历里面缺少那个得胜的那个经历。
On the other hand, we lack the overcoming experience.
那我们就是在那个旷野那四十年的那个期间呢。
And we are in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们有这个进迦南地的应许。
They had this promise to enter the promised land.
他们还没有进入那个迦南。
But they had not entered into the promising land.
他们知道那个迦南地的美好。
They know how beautiful, the marvelous the land is.
他们也能够彼此谈论将来那个美好的前景。
They can also talk about the marvelous land.
他们也可以写诗歌来唱那个将来美好的之地。
They can also sing about the marvelous land.
但是他们从来没有真正的经历那迦南地的丰富。
But they never truly experienced the fullness of the marvelous land.
弟兄姊妹们，这和我们今天的生活有没有一点相似？
Do you think it's a similar condition to our life?
我们来听见关于这个神属灵的丰富的信息。
We often hear about the spiritual blessing.
我们彼此谈论圣经里面给我们的丰富的属灵的产业。
We also talk about the abundant spiritual inheritance.
我们唱许多很属灵的诗歌，讲到这个属灵的丰富。
We also often sing about talking about the spiritual abundance.
我们生活里面有没有见到这些的丰富
？Truly experience all this abundance in our life.
如果我们没有经历的话，也许我们仍然在旷野当中行走。
If we never experience this abundance, maybe perhaps we still walk in the wilderness.
你想想看，如果你在旷野行走哈，走了四十年。
Just imagine if you walk in the wilderness for 40 years.
那段路呢，实在走不了四十年。
That way couldn't take 40 years long.
因此，那四十年他们在旷野里面，他们在绕圈子。
They wander around.In the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，这与我们的今天的经历有没有相似的地方？
Is it similar experience to our experience?
有没有这样的感觉？也许我们信主一段年日了。
Do you feel after you're saved for a while?
那过了几年呢？我们的属灵上的经历好像又回头了，回到从前。
It seems like we going back to the same place.
也许从前在这个地方你失败过了。
Perhaps we fail on that place.
过了两年、三年、四年、五年，你在同样的地方又跌倒了。
And after 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, or 10 years, you fail on the same place.
你回头一思想，我过去三年、五年、两年。我好像绕了一个圈子，回到原地了。
So if you think back, you feel like you circle around and go back to the same place.
也许有的人信主的年日更长一点。
Perhaps some of you been saved for longer years.
也许十年，也许十五年。
Perhaps for 10 or 15 years.
但是发现，在你的里面，那生活的经历好像又回到从前所经历的那件事情上。
It seems like you experienced the same thing in your life.Experience.
而在这个绕圈子的过程里面，也有主的恩的。
Even though God may show us the grace while we were still wandering around.
我们还是有玛拿，有神的话。
We still have manna, the words of God.
我们能够有这个经历，这个从磐石里面出来的水。
We also have this experience to drink the water from the rock.
我们也经历神在我们生活中的引导，云柱、火柱的引导。
We also experience the leading of the pillar of the cloud.
在旷野里面，我们也经历到神对我们的保守。
We also experience the keeping of the Lord in the wilderness.
我们的衣服从来没有穿破过。
Our clothes have never worn out.
我们的脚也没有肿。
Our feet were never swallowed. Yeah.
我们经历很多的恩典。
We experienced so many graces.
但是我们的属灵的这个生活和经历仍然是在旷野里面绕圈子。
But our life experience is like circling around in the wilderness.
如果这个描述这个和我们的生活相似的话，我们就还没有承受神的应许。
If this illustration is very similar to our experience, and then which means that we haven't really inherited the promises.
因此我们就像希伯来书那作者想要说的那句话，他就鼓励当时的那些圣徒要能够效法那些凭信心和忍耐来承受应许的人。
So then we need to be like the imitator of those who through the faith and patience inherited the promise like a Hebrew chapter 6 mentioned.
我们知道神的丰富，我们听说过神的丰富，这是不够的。
It's not enough for us to hear about the abundance of the Lord and then talk about the abundance of the Lord.
有这个希望和盼望，那个也是不够的。
It's not for us to just have a hope and a wish.
我们享受。
We need to inherit.
我们生活里面之所以常常有这些失败和软弱，是因为我们没有承受神的丰富。
The reason why we often fail and have weaknesses in our life is because we haven't inherited the promises.
因此早晨我们就从约书亚记前面这九节里面能够来学习，来效法这些用着信心和忍耐来承受神的产业。
So from Joshua chapter 1 from 1 to 9, we learn how we can be an imitator of those who through faith and patience inherited the promises.
我们头一个学习是我们发现这些承受产业的人呢，他们看见了这个属灵的产业。
So the first thing we need to learn from those imitators is that they have the vision of the promising land.
在民数记里面我们就看见一件事哈，就是他们在旷野的时候，神就告诉他们说要抓人去窥探我所给以色列人的迦南地，然后他们呢在每一个支派当中呢要打发一个人都要做首领的，所以他们打发了十二个人代表十二个支派去窥探迦南地。
In Numbers, we see that the Lord told Moses to send out the 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan. And then they need to send a man from each of their tribes. Every man is a leader among them.
我们可能会现在觉得这可能神做错了一件事哈。
We think like, did God do something wrong?
如果神当初不叫他们去窥探这个地的话，他们不是就进去了吗？
If God did not cause Moses to send out spies, and then they would just go in.
他们也不知道里面有巨人呢。
They were not aware of the giants.
那他们不是就进了迦南地吗？
They would just go in.
为什么神要让他们先去窥探这个迦南地？
Why God let them to spy out the land before God go in?
看他们就不敢进去了。
When they saw the giants, they were able to go in.
神难道这十个人不敢进去吗？
Didn't God know 10 of them would be discouraged?
那如果神知道的话，那为什么要差遣这十二个人去窥探那个地呢？
If God already knew, why God still send the spies to spy out the land?
这就是这头一个我们所要学习的，就是要承受产业的人必须要能够先看见那个产业。
This is the first thing we must learn. In order to inherit the promises, we must have the vision of the land.
这个看见不但是包括这个地的丰富，也包括 这个地里面的那些巨人。
This vision not include the fullness of the land, also include the giants within the land.
这个巨人在这个迦南地是这个图画的这个完整图画的一部分。
This giants in this land of Canaan is part of this complete illustration.
当我们看到这完整的图画以后，我们如果进迦南，代表我们的信心。
If we see the whole picture, and then we still are able to go in the Canaan, this represents our faith.
什么叫信心？
What is faith?
信心是神给我们一个看见。
So faith is that when God gave us vision,
然后我们相信神，然后顺着神来按照神所吩咐的去做，这个叫做信心。
And then we believe, and then obey, that is faith.
信心不是我们的一个希望。
Faith is not our hope.
信心不是我们想要的一件事。
Faith is not our wish.
信心乃是神要给我们看见的一件事。
Faith is something that God revealed to us.
而当日神要以色列人所看见的，不但是那个迦南地的丰富，也是迦南地里面那些巨人。
That day, God let the people of Israel see not only the abundance of the land, also the giant in it.
也要看见那个坚固的城邑。
And the fortified city.
如果他们没有看见巨人，他们也没有看见城邑，他们进迦南就不需要信心。
If they didn't see the fortified city and giants in it, they don't need faith to go in the land.
那不是少的。
This is not something God wants.
当我们有这个完全的这个启示以后呢？就能够显明我们里面是不是有真实的信心。
Once we have received this complete revelation, and this is going to reveal us whether we have this true faith or not.
这十二个人所看见的这个启示是一式一样的。
And all the 12 spies, what they have seen is the same.
他们看见这个地方实在是一个丰富之地。
They have seen this land is such an abundant land.
果然是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land flowing milk and honey.
但是另外一方面，他们也看见这那地方的民是非常的强壮。
On the other hand, they also saw the people, the inhabitants were very strong.
他们看到那里的城邑是坚固。
And the city was very fortified.
有亚纳族的人在那个地方。
It's the Canaanites live there.
十二个人所看见的这个意象是一样的。
All the vision of the 12 tribes saw is the same.
但这个完整的这个启示就显明心中的信心。
So the revelation revealed the faith within man.
这个完整的启示就显明约书亚和加勒他里面的信心。
And this complete illustration also revealed the faith of Caleb and Joshua.
因此他们说我们立刻上去要得那个地，我们必能得胜。
And then they would say, we should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it.
但这个完整的启示也就显明着另外十个人他们里面的不信。
And then this revelation also revealed other ten spies' unbelief.
他们说我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
They said we are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us.
你看，同样的看见。
The same vision.
同样的启示。
Same revelation.
两样的结果。
Two results.
那是因为我们里面那个信心是截然不同的。
It's all because we have different faith.
神之所以要让他们去窥探那地。
That's why God caused them to spy out the.
乃是要让他们知道他们里面真实的光景。
It's caused them to truly know, to reveal their spiritual condition.
如果我们看见这个启示，我们里面接受。还接受神的话，这叫信心。
This is called faith. If we see the revelation, we still obey and keep obey the faith.
如果我们看见了这个启示，我们就把神的吩咐放在一边的话，这叫做不信。
If we see the vision, but we laid aside the word of God, this is unbelief.
因此，今天神也常常这样子来带领我们。
This is the way God lead us.Often.
他让我们看见这个完整的这个启示。
He often calls to see the complete revelation.
这个启示里面包括巨人，也包括那个城邑。
This revelation includes the fortified city, the land, and also the giants.
然后我们如果仍然愿顺服神的话，这叫做信心。如果我们把神的话摆在一边的话，这叫不信。
If we still willing to obey God, then this is the faith. If we don't believe God, then this is unbelief.
这个人的这个不幸的原因在哪里？
What's the reason for our unbelief?
乃是因为怕毁灭在巨人的手中啊。
It's have this fear to be destroyed in the hands of giants.
但是我们如果来回头看这个以色列人的历史，以色列人的当中有多少人是死在巨人的手中的？
If we look back at the history of Israelites, we see how many people really die in the hands of giants.
好像没有。
No one.
没有一个以色列人是死在巨人的手中的。
None of them were destroyed by the hands of a giant.
绝大多数的以色列人是怎么死的呢？
How the majority died.
是死在旷野的里面。
They die in the wilderness.
真不可怕的。
The giant who's not for us to be afraid of.
旷野是真惧怕的。
It's the wilderness that causes us to fear.
以色列人所怕的是巨人。
What Israelites was afraid of is the giants.
但是他们所应该惧怕的是旷野。
But they should fear, what they should fear is the wilderness.
因为他们最后都死在旷野的里面。
Because they all fell in the wilderness.
那死在旷野的 里面的人没有一个是死在巨人的手中的。
All the people who die in the wilderness, none of them die in the hands of giants.
弟兄姊妹，你心里面所怕的是什么？
What you truly afraid of in your heart?
也许你也怕那个迦南地的巨人。
Perhaps you're also afraid of the giants in Canaan.
但是有一件事更应该你更应该惧怕的。
There's one thing that you need to fear more.
就是在旷野里面漂流。
It's the wandering in the wilderness.
因为在旷野里面漂流的结果就是死在旷野。
The result of the wandering in the wilderness is to die.
所以这一非常重要。
So this is very crucial.
我们必须要看那个完整的启示。
We see this complete revelation.
而这个启示是包括这个迦南地的巨人和迦南地的城邑。
This revelation includes the giants and a fortified city.
如果我们在看见这个启示以后，仍然愿意顺服神的话，这个叫做信心。
After we see this vision, we still willing to obey.The word of God. This is called faith.
承受地土的人必须要有这样的信心。
The people who inherited the possessions need to have this kind of faith.
不是希望。
Not the hope.
那是看见巨人以后仍然顺服神的话。
Is that after you see the giants, you're still willing to obey the word of God?
第二。
Secondly.
我们看到这个承受这个应许的人呢，他们知道另外一件事。
For the people who inherit the promises, they also know another thing.
他们知道神所赐给他们的产业是有一个固定的疆界。
They know the possession that God wants to give them is it has the boundaries.
在约书亚记第一章第四节里面这样说。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 4, it says,
他说这个地啊是有一个疆界的，这个疆界是从旷野到黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河。赫人的全地又到大海日落之处都要做你们的境界。
It says from the wilderness to this Lebanon even as far as the great river the river Euphrates all the lands of the Hittites and as far as the great sea towards the setting of the sun will be your territory.
这个疆界是非常清楚的在这里描述出来了。
This territory is clearly defined here.
非常非常的清楚的。
It's very clear.
在这个疆界的里面，神提供以色列人一切他们所需要的。
Within these borders, God provided everything they need.
我们读到这个生命记的时候，我们发现这个疆界里面的神所提供的他们非常的丰富啊。
Indeed, we know that what provides is so abundant.
有各样的水泉。
There are different brooks of waters.
有小麦呢，还有大麦。
And then the wheat and barley.
有葡萄树呢，还有无花果树。
Vines and fig trees.
有石榴树呢，还有橄榄树。
Pomegranates, land of olive oil and honey.
他们什么食物都不缺的。
They lack nothing.
而且呢，石头呢是铁。
And then the rocks are iron.
在山的里面一挖就可以有铜。
They can dig out copper.
这个疆界是何等的美好。
This boundary is so marvelous.
他们所需要的一切都在这个疆界的里面可以找到。
Everything they need can be found within this boundary.
不需要到外面去找铁和找铜，铁和铜都在那个疆界的里面。
They don't need to seek the iron and the copper outside of these borders.
不但是他们物质上面的需要，他们属灵的需要提供在这个疆界的里面。
Not only God provide for their physical needs, also their spiritual needs.
神在这个疆界里面就找到了一个地方。
God found a dwelling place.
把他的名就放在那里。
And then place his people within that.
因此所有的以色列人他们可以到那个地方来敬拜神。
So all the Israelites can come there to worship God.
可以献祭，可以过节。
To offer the sacrifice to celebrate the festival.
他们所有属灵的需要都能够在这个疆界的里面。
So all their spiritual needs can be provided within the borders.
而且神把他的旨意也放在这一块地的里面。
God also places eternal purpose within the borders.
弥赛亚在这个疆界里面产生。
The coming of the Messiah.
弥赛亚从来没有离开过这个疆界。
Messiah never departed from this boundary.
神救赎的工作成就在这一块疆界的。
The work of God's salvation was also fulfilled in the border.
神永远的旨意就是和完成在这个疆界的里面。
The eternal purpose of God was revealed and fulfilled within the borders.
你看，在这一个疆界里面，他们不但有物质的需要，他们有属灵的需要，并且神成全他永远的旨意。
Within this borders, they only have this, God not only provide for their physical needs, spiritual needs, and also God fulfill his eternal purpose.
但是反过来说，在这个疆界之外，神没有提供以色列人任何的东西。
Outside of these boundaries, God provide nothing.
这是非常重要的。
This is very crucial.
在这个疆界以外，神没有提供任何的东西是为着以色列人的。
God provided nothing out of these borders for Israelites.
如果以色列人跑到波斯去，他没有任何的东西是神提供给他的。
They found nothing if they into the Persia.
如果以色列人跑到巴比伦，他在巴比伦找不到神赐给他的任何的。
And Israelites found nothing if they go into Babylon.
如果以色列人跑到尼尼微去，他在尼尼微找不到任何神所提供他的东西。
They can also find nothing in Nineveh.
他不能够在埃及里面来得着他所需要的。
They cannot gain what they need in Egypt.
也许埃及人在埃及神有提供他们。
Perhaps God gave a provision for the Egyptians.
但是神在埃及对以色列人是没有任何的供应的。
But God provide nothing for Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，这一点是很重要的。
Brother and sister, this is very important.
神对于他的拣选的百姓，他是有一个疆界的。
God prepare a boundary for the people he chose.
在这个疆界的里面，神提供你一切的需要。
Within these borders,God provides everything you need.
在这个疆界以外，神没有提供任何的需要。
Outside of these borders, provide nothing for you.
因此，蒙恩得救的人，我们不能够到埃及来寻求我们的需要。
So for us who saved by grace, we cannot go into Egypt to seek something we need.
我们一切的需要在这个疆界的里面。
Everything we need is within these borders.
在这个疆界的里面，每一个以色列的百姓都有产业。
Within these borders, every Israelite has his own portion.
不是说聪明的人有，愚笨的人就没有。
Not just the smart ones, and then the foolish one doesn't have, and then only the smart one have.
不是说强壮的有，软弱的没有。
It's not only the strong one has, and the weak one doesn't.
也不是说勤劳的人有，懒惰的人没有。
It's not only the diligent one has, and then the sluggish one doesn't.
也不是说忠心的人才有，那不忠心的人就没有。
It's not only the faithful one has the inheritance, and then not the unfaithful one.
每个以色列人都有产业。
Every Israelite has it.
在记的时候有一句话说，在所罗门的日子，从但到别是巴的犹太人 都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。
In 1 Kings, it mentioned that, so every man under his vine and his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon.
他们每一个人都有产业，那个产业大到一个程度，可以种无花果树的，可以种葡萄树的。
Everyone has his allotment large enough to grow fig tree and also the olive tree.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个何等重要的一件事。
Brother, sister, this is a very important thing.
我们的产业在这个疆界的里面。
Our inheritance is within the borders.
我们的产业不在这个疆界的外面。
It's not outside the borders.
弟兄姊妹，这个疆界，这个迦南地，基督的预表。
The land of Canaan refers to Jesus Christ.
基督就是神赐给我们的迦南地。
Christ is the land of Canaan that God gave us.
在基督的里面，我们有一切我们所需要的。
In Christ, we have everything we need.
他在创世以前，在他的儿子里面拣选了我们。
Before the foundation of creation, God chose us in His Son Christ.
他预定我们在他的儿子里面来得到儿子的名分。
So He caused us to receive the sonship in His Son.
在他的儿子的里面，使我们得蒙救赎。
So we can be saved in His Son.
过犯得以赦免。
We can be our sin can be forgiven.
借着他的儿子，他让我们明白他旨意的奥秘。
Through His Son, He caused us to understand His purpose.
借着他的儿子，让我们得了属灵的基业。
Through His Son, we may receive the spiritual inheritance.
借着神的儿子赐给我们圣灵，作为得产业的祭。
So through His Son, we may receive the Holy Spirit as the mark of our inheritance.
这一切丰富都在基督的里面。
All this abundance and fullness can be found in Christ.
在基督以外，神没有为我们预备任何其他的事物。
Apart from Christ, God prepared nothing for us.
因此，我们不能离开基督，寻求其他的属灵经历。
Therefore, we cannot seek for other spiritual experiences apart from Christ.
这一点是非常要紧的。
This is very crucial.
神给我们有一个疆界的。
God gave us this boundary.
所有的事都在这个疆界的里面。
Everything is within that borders.
而这个疆界就是基督。
And this boundary is Christ.
如果有人要带领你去经历一件事
if,
是在基督之外的，你不要去的。
If someone will lead you to experience something that is out of Christ, you do not go for it.
因为神在基督之没有为我们预备任何属灵。
Because God provides nothing for us apart from Christ.
在基督之外的属灵经历都不是真实的。
All the spiritual experiences outside of Christ,It's not true. It's a counterfeit experience.
都不会持久的。
It does not endure forever.
都是暂时的。
It's a temporary.
都是情感的。
It's emotional.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother, sister.
我们不能追求在这疆界以外的任何事物。
We cannot pursue anything out of these boundaries.
当我们有这样一个认识的时候，我们就知道，虽然这个疆界里面仍然有巨人。
After we receive this vision, even though there is a giant within that boundary,
但是所有的巨人都失败了。
But all these giants have been defeated.
什么时候这个巨人失败了呢？
When the giants have been defeated?
在他们吃逾越节羊羔的那天晚上，所有的迦南地的巨人已经死了。
The giants all defeated at the night when they eat Passover lamb.
当他们在那里吃那个逾越节羊羔的时候，迦南地巨人的命运已经决定了。
The Passover lamb had sealed the fate of all the giants.
虽然迦南里面有好多好多不同的人。
There are many different people in land of Canaan.
有赫人。
有 Hittites.
有哥撒迦人。
有 the Perizzites.
亚摩利人。
Amorites.
迦南人。
Canaanites.
比利洗人。
Hivites.
有西魏人。
And Hivites,
Jebusites,
Jebusites,
他们都失败了。
They're all failed.
在他们吃逾越节羊羔的那一天晚上，这些人都通失败了。
All these people failed the night when the Israelites ate the Passover lamb.
神从来没有跟他们说我会赶走亚摩利人，但是赫人的话可能比较困难一点。
God never said that I will drive all the ice, but the Hittites is a different thing.
没有，神说所有的迦南人他都能赶出去。
And God said that all the Canaanites I can drive out.
神对他们说啊，说的话是何等的有力啊！
So the what God said to them is so powerful.
在出埃及记二十三章的时候啊，神这样跟他们说。
In Exodus chapter 23, God said.
他说我向你的仇敌呢，就做仇敌。
I will be an enemy to your enemy.
啊，这句话多好啊
！How wonderful this is.
如果我们在地上有仇敌的话，那个仇敌就是神的仇敌啊。
If we have an enemy on this earth, and then this enemy is the enemy of God.
所以虽然这个迦南地的这些巨人是以色列人的仇敌，但是他们也是神的仇敌啊。
Even though the giants in the land of Canaan is the enemy of Israelites, they also the enemy of God.
他说：“我向你的敌人做敌人呐。”
I will be the adversary to your adversaries.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵啊
！Brothers, sisters, how precious promise is this?
今天不是我去做巨人的敌人。
Today, it's not us who become the enemy of giants.
这是当初那十个探子不敢去的原因啊。
This is the reason why the 10 other spies did not dare to go.
他说我们不是他的敌人啊。
We are not their enemy.
我们不能做他的敌人啊。
We cannot be the enemies.
这是神从来没有叫他们做迦南地巨人的敌人。
God never meant to let them to become an enemy of a giants.
神说我向你的敌人做敌人。
God said, I will be an enemy to your enemies.
我向你的仇敌做仇敌。
I will be the adversary to your adversaries.
我的使者要在你的面前行。
For my angel will go before you.
到底谁在前面？
And who go before us?
是我们在前面吗？
Do we go before?
还是神的使者在前？
Or the angel go before us?
我必将他们剪除。
I will cut them off.
如果我们自己走在前面的话，
If we go before ourselves,
那我们一定会被剪除的。
And we'll be cut.
如果神的使者走在我们前面的话，
The angel will go before us.
那我们的仇敌就会被剪除。
And our enemies will be cut off.
在那出埃及记的时候，主又这样讲了。
In Exodus, God said,
他说了，我要使你一切的仇敌转备逃跑。
He said, I will make all your enemies turn their back to you.
我要打发那个黄蜂啊，在你面前。
I will send a hornet ahead of you.
要把这些西魏人啊、迦南人啊、赫人都撵出去啊。
And then they will drive out the Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites before you.
哦，神把这样的话都告诉他们了。
God said such such words to them.
不是你们去打巨人呐、啊。
It's not you drive out enemies.
是神要差遣黄蜂在你的面前。
It's God who sent the hornet before you.
是神要差遣那使者在你的面前。
It's God who sent the angel go before you.
那这样以色列人要做什么事呢
？Then what lies were left to do?
以色列人只要做一件事。也是今天我们所要做的。
Same thing we need to do today.
要凭信心、忍耐承受应许。
We must possess the land through faith and patience.
这就是第三个原则，要凭信心和忍耐来承受应许。
This is the principle number three. We need to possess the land by faith and patience.
什么叫用信心啊
？What is to what is by faith and patience.
我想在耶稣雅记里面给我们又看见一个很清楚的图画。
So in Joshua, and then we'll be given a very clear illustration.
他说，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许的话赐给你们。
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I will give it to you.
也许我们觉得好像，这跟刚才说有点矛盾啊。
This seems to contradict to what we just said.
你刚才不是说你要差遣使者在我们面，又差黄蜂在我们前面吗
？Don't you mention God going to send the hornet? Angels go before us.
那这里为什么还要我们用脚掌去踏呢
？And here, why we still need to put our foot?
这个把这个脚掌踏在那个地上呢， 就代表我们里面有这个信心。
So to put set our foot down means that we need to have this faith within.
你记得当他们要过约旦河的时候，他们是怎么过的吗？
Do you remember when they about to cross the river of Jordan?
神说你们要把那个约柜抬，用祭司抬在肩膀上。
And then the God said to Moses that you need to have the priest to carry the ark.
然后当祭司的那个脚踏进约旦河的时候，那水就分开了。
As the feet of priests dip into the water, and then the water will be opened.
这就是那个信心的一个表现。
This is the manifestation of the faith.
神的话启示给他们他们所需要做的事。
God revealed to them what they need to do.
但是他们的脚来行，他们里面是有信心的。
Their foot must manifest their faith.
因此祭司的脚必须要踏进那个约旦河。
So that's why the foot of priests must first dip into the water.
然后神就成就他所应许的话。
And then God may accomplish what he said.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活的里面，许多的时候，那个约旦河我们还没有过。
And then in our daily living, many times we haven't even crossed the river of Jordan.
种种的原因，那个约旦河我们没有过。
There for many reasons.
你的生活里面有没有一条约旦河你还没有过的？
Is there any river of Jordan in your life that you haven't crossed?
神有跟启示你应该要过约旦河。
God has perhaps revealed to you that you need to cross the river.
但是你的脚从来没有踏进约旦河里面。
But you never set your foot down into the river.
这样不能承受应许。
You cannot inherit the promises.
因为这个脚代表我们的信心。
Because this foot represents.
只有信心能够承受应许。
Only faith can inherit the promises.
但有的时候啊，还要加上忍耐。
Sometimes we also need patience.
这一点有时候我们忽略了，我们觉得有信心，但是我们忘记了希伯来书说信心和忍耐。
So oftentimes this aspect had been overlooked because in Hebrew especially mentioned that we need to have a faith and patience.
你看在约旦河的时候呢，脚一踏，约旦河就分开了。
So when they crossed the river of Jordan, when they set their foot down into the river, the water was opened.
但是到了耶利哥的时候就不一样了。
But when they were in Jericho, the things is different.
在耶利哥他们脚也踏下去了。
So in Jericho, they also set their foot down.
但是他们脚踏下去的时候，耶利哥的城并没有倒塌。
But when they set their foot down, the wall of Jericho still stood there.
不但他一个人踏，他很多以色列的百姓在那里踏那个耶利哥城呢。
Not only one person stood their foot there, and many other Israelites also put their foot down.
他们不但一个脚掌不够，他们到了耶利哥绕了一圈呢，耶利哥城还没有倒下来。
And then they set their foot down, and then they even circle around the city of Jericho, and then the wall of the Jericho still stood there.
也许这也是我们的经历。
Perhaps this is also our experience.
神实在给我们一些信心，我们借着信心，我们踏出我们的那个脚掌，但是事情还没有成就。
God truly gave us faith, and then by this faith, we put our foot down. But the things will not be accomplished by merely doing this.
这个时候我们要忍耐。
We need patience.
他们就走完了一圈，耶利哥城仍然没有倒下来。
They circled once, the wall of Jericho still there.
那走了第二天，他们又走了一圈，耶利哥城还是没有倒下来。
For second day, they circled for a second time, the city of Jericho still there.
他们有信心，但他们需要忍耐。他们走第三天，走第四天，走第五天，走第六天。
Have a faith, but they still need patience. So they march around the city for fifth day, sixth day.
到了第七天的时候，他们绕了那个城走了七圈。
Until the seventh day, they circled the city for seven times.
然后这个耶利哥就倒塌了。
Then the wall of the city will fall down flat.
这个叫做忍耐。
This is called patience.
这叫做信心加上忍耐。
This is called the faith and the patience.
凭信心和忍耐就能承受应许。
We can possess the possessions by faith and patience.
耶利哥的城墙在神所预定的时间是一定会倒的。
So the wall of Jericho will fall down flat in God's time.
是一定会倒的，在神的时间到的时候，耶利哥的城市会倒。
It will surely fall down in God's time.
我们是不能的，我们不能让耶利哥的城墙倒塌。
We are unable to make the wall of Jericho fall down. But God is able.
也许我们的生活里有这样的一个耶利哥城在那个地方。
There is a city of Jericho in our.
我们也许走了一天，也许有的人走了两天。
Perhaps some of you may walk for one day and some of for two days.
有的人已经走了五天，有的人甚至走到六天。
And some of you may walk for five days or six days.
有的人走了七天的第一圈，有的人走了第七天的第七圈。
Some of you may walk on the seventh day for the first round, and some of you may walk on the seventh day for the seventh round.
不管你是在哪一个阶段。
No matter in what stage.
你要知道，这个城墙是一定会倒塌的。
You need to be assured that this wall of Jericho surely will fall down flat.
只要神的时间到，无论什么样的一个难处，神都会能胜过的。
So as long as the God's time comes, no matter what kind of the difficulties, and God will overcome it.
要承受神的应许，必须要经过约旦河。也必须要经过耶利。
So in order for us to inherit the promises, we need to cross the river and also pass the Jericho.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们生活的经历、属灵的经历里面，约旦河是一定要过去的。
Brothers and sisters, in our spiritual experience, we need to cross the river.
如果不过约旦河的话，我们会死在旷野。
Without crossing the river, we'll be fall into the wilderness.
因此，我们不能惧怕，我们不能怕迦南地的巨人。
So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of the giants in the land of Canaan.
我们要怕在旷野这个漂流的光景。
What we truly need to be afraid is the wandering condition in the wilderness.
这是我们今天也许还不够清楚的。
Perhaps this is the aspect we are not very clear about.
就是在旷野漂流是一件危险的事。
Wandering around in the wilderness is a pretty dangerous thing.
是一件可怕的一件事。
It's a dreadful thing.
是我们今天所需要惧怕的一件事。
It's the something we truly need to be afraid.
特别我们信主的年日稍微长一点的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for those living the Lord for many years.
如果感觉我们属灵的经历在重复的时候。
If you feel like your spiritual experience has been repeated many times.
好像你从前已经学过的东西，你现在又在重新学习了。
It seems like you have learned again something that you have already learned a while ago.
好像你从前所失败的地方，你现在又在同样的地方又失败了。
You fail on the same place where you failed many times before.
好像你的光景和你三年以前的光景是差不多的。
So it seems like your current spiritual condition is pretty similar to the condition that many years ago.
或者你的属灵的情形，现在的属灵情形，跟你刚出得救五年的情形是差不多的。
Maybe your spiritual condition is almost the same as you were saved 5 years ago.
如果我们有这样的一个感觉的话
，If you have the sense，
那我们在过去的年日里面是个漂流的生活。
Then all the past days and the life we live is a wandering life.
我们从来没有过约旦河的。
We never crossed the Jordan.
我们的脚从来没有踏在那个约旦河的里面。
We never dipped our foot into the river.
也许有些弟兄姊妹，你的确过了约旦河。
For some of brothers, sisters, perhaps you may cross the Jordan already.
但是你从来没有等到那个看见那个耶利哥城倒塌。
But you never will wait till the wall of Jericho fall down flat.
也许你到了耶利哥城，你脚一踏，然后耶利哥城没倒，你就回去了。
Perhaps you already approached the city of Jericho and you set your foot down, but the wall of Jericho still stood there, and then you just turn back.
那也许你到了耶利哥城，你绕了一天，看一看没有倒，你又回去了。
If you perhaps you circle around the city of Jericho for one day, and then the city of Jericho there, and then you just turn back.
也许你在那走圈呢，走了几圈，发现了还没有倒，硬了，你回去了。
Perhaps you're discouraged after you circle around the city of Jericho for many days and many times.
弟兄姊妹， 我们要承受神的产业，要有信心，还要忍耐。
Brothers, sisters, in order for us to inherit the promises, we need to have faith as well as patience.
不是我们走在前面。
Now only we go before.
你知道他们过了耶利哥得胜以后，到了爱城的时候，他们就走在前面。
So after they left Jericho, and then to reach the city of Ai, they went before the Lord.
那个爱城是一个很小很小的城啊。
The city of Ai is a very small city.
他们觉得这个小城没有问题的。
And then they think, oh, this small city, it's no problem for us to defeat it.
耶利哥城都倒下来了，这小小的爱城算什么呢
？Such a great fortified city already fell down flat.
我们送一些人去就可以了。
We can just send people go in.
他们忘记了，神说使者要走在他们的前面。
God mentioned that God will send the angel go before them.
所以在爱城的时候，是以色列人走在前面。
So in the city of the people of Israelites went before.
如果我们是走在前面的话，无论是怎么样微小的敌人，我们都会失败的。
So if we go before the Lord, no matter how weak the enemies is, we will be defeated.
所以不在乎这个难处的大还是小，不在乎敌人的强壮还是软弱。
It's not a matter of the great or small the difficulty is or the strong or weak the enemy is.
在乎谁走在前面。
It's really a matter of who go before us.
如果我们走在前面，我们一定失败的。
If we go before, we will surely fail.
如果神走在前面，神的使者和黄蜂走在前面，我们是一定得胜的。
If God go before us, God will send hornets and angels go before, and then we'll overcome.
弟兄们，这是按照那个信心和忍耐来承受神的产业。
This is how we should inherit the promises through faith and patience.
神实在是用这样的方式来引导我们。
God lead us this way.
你看当神向亚伯拉罕第一次启示向他启示的时候。
When God revealed to Abraham for the first time.
神怎么样把这个启示给亚伯拉罕的呢？
How God revealed to Abraham?
神就告诉亚伯拉罕说，他说你举目向东南西北观看。
God said, Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
所以神首先要让亚伯拉罕看见他所要赐给他的那一块地。
First, God need to cause Abraham to see.What the promised land that God want to give to Abraham.
那是要举目啊。
You need to lift up your eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们要举目啊。
Other sisters, we need to lift up our eyes.
举目的意思啊，就是离开我们生活周围这些事情啊。
Lifting up our eyes means that we need to depart from all this earthly thing.
我们活在许许多多事物的当中。
We live all in many things and matters.
因此我们的思想常常在我们周围这个事物的里面。
So our mind often fix on those things around us.
神说亚伯拉罕你要举目啊。
But God mentioned that Abraham, you need to lift up your eyes.
你要向东南西北观看。
You need to look northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
看我所赐给你的在哪里啊。这也是我们今天的需要。我们需要举目啊，我们要与弟兄姊妹一同来举目观看，看看神给我们的产业在哪里啊。而且要看见那个产业里面与神所安排的环境。然后呢，神就告诉亚伯拉罕呢，你要纵横，要走遍我所赐给你的地方。
And God also mentioned that you need to arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth.
这表示这块地是有疆界的。
It means that this land has boundaries.
如果这块地没有疆界，亚伯拉罕不可能走遍的。
So if there's no boundaries, then there's no way for Abraham to walk through.
就是因为这块产业是有疆界的，所以亚伯拉罕可以走遍这个全地。今天我们要认识神给我们的产业是在一个佳美的地方，是有疆界的。
So today we need to come to acknowledge that the land that God want give us has its boundaries.
我们必须要在神的疆界里面来承受产业。
We need to inherit the promises within the boundaries.
我们不要离开这个神的疆界，在疆界之外来寻找任何的产业。
We cannot look for possessions outside the boundaries.
当亚伯拉罕在那里走遍那个地的时候，他一方面需要信心，他一方面需要忍耐。
As Abraham walked about the land through its length and breadth, on one hand he needed faith, on the other hand he also needed patience.
甚至到他死的时候，他还没有得到他所应许的。
Until the last day of Abraham, he still had not yet received his promised land.
你就看见这亚伯拉罕的忍耐。这是一个承受产业的人。虽然神所应许他的事，在他离世的时候还没有成就，他是带着信心离开这个世界的。
Even though what God promised to Abraham had not been fulfilled in the days of Abraham, but Abraham by faith he slept with his fathers.
这样的人，那是承受产业的人。我们活在一个末了的一个世代的里面，仇敌的大的诡计，最大的一个阴谋，就是让神的百姓都死在旷野。因此呢，他用这个迦南地的巨人来恐吓神的百姓。最好没有一个人要过约旦河的。而如果没有一个人要过约旦河的话，那他就成就了，他就成功了。如果就是有人过了约旦河呢，他就要用耶利哥来拦阻我们。他把那个又大又难的事摆在我们中间。怎么可能这个事情可能解决呢？
How
我们知道我们这一般人是承受产业的人。因此我们知道这个难处不在巨人的身上。那个难处也不在这个城墙的上面。这个难处在我的里面，是我有没有信心。如果我有信心的话，我就过了约旦河。如果我有信心，我有忍耐的话，耶利哥不成问题。无论它有多高，只要我们有信心，我们有忍耐，在神的时间到了时候，耶利哥一定倒塌的。如果有这样的一般人在我们的当中，是愿意遵守神的诫命，愿意顺服神，用信心和忍耐往前的话，没有一个难处可以拦阻我们，无论是什么事都不能辖制神的百姓。因此我们实在盼望神今天在我们当中能呼召这样的一般人。我们的眼睛不看这些巨人的，我们的眼睛也不看这些城墙的，我们的眼目乃是注目在神已经对我们所说的话。神说他要做我们敌人的敌人，神说他要做我们仇敌的仇敌，神说他要差使者在我们的前面，他说要差黄蜂在我们的前面。因此我们的信心在这上面，因此我们的脚踏出第一步，我们要过这个约旦河， 不但如此，当我们碰见这个难处的时候，我们知道神的时间还没有到。当神的时间到的时候，这个难处会过去的。因为我们是一般凭信心和忍耐来承受神应许的人。让我们一起祷告。主，我们何等感谢你，你今天仍然愿意来呼召我们。但愿早晨你在你的儿女当中能够呼召一批人出来，他们是不看这个也面前的难处的，他们乃是那一般人说，那个在所罗巴伯上面前的大山啊，你算什么？Mountain.
What's the mountain of
Zerubbabel? 我们能够有一般人，他们乃是抓住主的应许。
And we have the people who can hold fast to the promise of the Lord.
把他们的脚掌踏在约旦河的里面。他们能够在这个耶利哥城的外面来绕行。满心相信，当神的时候到了，神的旨意必然要成就。主啊，兴起这样的人，兴起这样的一般弟兄姊妹来，好让你的在今天仍然能够成就在地上，如同成就在天上。好叫你的见证能够在这里能够得到彰显。但愿怜悯我们每一个听见这些话的人，让我们当中没有一个是硬着颈项的，叫我们知道这个旷野生活的可怕，起来跟随主，我们起来作为一个凭信心和忍耐来承受应许的人。我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.